Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, we picked up several new listeners over the summer, and so we're sharing our very first episode to reintroduce you to the podcast before the new season kicks off next week. Here's the episode. The name pays tribute to where I got the idea to start an African food platform, which was during my time in Frankfurt, where I found that the Germans do not play with their work-life balance. And so on Sundays, everything was closed, and it gave me the time to sort of think through and strategize kind of what I wanted to do with this African platform, African food platform. And sort of, yes, that's how Essence 13 started. Hey everyone, you're listening to Item 13, a bi-weekly podcast covering everything African food, and I'm your host, Yom Tego. Every other week, we'll delve into the world of African food, chefs, curators, and bloggers. I hope you enjoy it. Hey guys, welcome to the first full episode of Item 13. This week, I'm sharing with you my vision for the podcast and what you should expect from each episode. I'll also tell you a little bit about myself, how and why I started Essence 13, what we've accomplished in the last 3 years, and what I'm hoping to achieve with the Item 13 podcast. So first, a little about me. I was born and raised in Accra, Ghana. Yes, that's the country that has the best jollof. And I'm the eldest of my parents' 3 kids. My name Yom is from the Ewe tribe of Ghana, literally meaning call me, which I find ironic since I do not like phone calls. I guess I'm a classic introvert. I do emails, I do text, phone calls, meh. The deeper meaning of my name, though, is call upon God. I was born in the early 80s when Ghana experienced one of its worst droughts and famines. It was also around the era of Ghana Must Go, when millions of Ghanaians came back home after being expelled from Nigeria. So people had to queue for food. It was just a really tough time from what I understand. And I guess my parents named me Yom as a reminder of who to look up to in the midst of strife or turmoil. Today, my friends have called me everything from Yummy Pie to Yomi, and most recently, after getting married, Mrs. T. I attended primary or grade school at a Catholic school in Accra, where I met most of my lifelong friends. High school was an all-girls boarding school, and to this day, I couldn't tell you if those were the best or the worst days of my youth. The stories from those days are definitely for another podcast. But I can't say enough about the discipline and the independence that I gained from that high school, which has served me well for college life and beyond. After high school, I moved to the US for college or university, where I've had a career in accounting and finance for the last 10 years. I first worked as a CPA and in IT advisory at a Big Four firm, and then as an internal auditor in industry. After my internal audit stint, I took 2 years off for a full-time MBA program at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management in Evanston, which is a suburb of Chicago. And hands down, it was one of the best decisions I ever made. Some of the most memorable travel, work, friendship experiences came from my time at Kellogg and with my Kellogg family. It was also at Kellogg that I crystallized this deep down desire to do something that was sort of bigger, greater than myself, and I'm sure we'll sort of touch on those in future podcast episodes. My most recent job has had me living and working around the world, including London, Frankfurt, Dubai, and Johannesburg, and opening my eyes to the role that food has in sharing your culture with other people. Which brings me to how and why I started Essence 13. I started Essence 13 about 3 years ago on the basis of my work travel, where I found that so many people either didn't know what African or West African food was about and didn't know where to find it in the cities where they lived. I get asked a lot about the name, so I'm about to break it down for you all one time. First, Essen. Essen is a German word which means to eat, have a meal, or it could also be a noun that means lunch or dinner itself. The name pays tribute to where I got the idea to start an African food platform, which was during my time in Frankfurt, where I found that the Germans they do not play with their work-life balance. And so on Sundays, everything was closed, and it gave me the time to sort of think through and strategize kind of what I wanted to do with this African platform, African food platform. And sort of, yes, that's how Essence 13 started. And the sense part of Essence 13 really speaks to the idea of experiencing food with all of our senses. A lot of the times I found that African food establishments would only focus on one aspect of the experience of the meal, which was taste. But they say we eat first with our eyes. So I wanted to really create a platform that celebrated not just those that do great tasting food, but those that think about the entire experience. Like when you see the food, when you smell the food, all the senses that you sort of take in before you actually dig into the food. So that's the sense part of Essence. And then finally, the number 13 is from Ghanaian slang, item 13, which means refreshments or snacks typically served at the end of a meeting. And it's also the inspiration for the name of this podcast. Since I started Essence 13 in 2015, we've held several online and offline activities, including an online jollof debate, which Ghana won, by the way, the first African food hackathon, food business competitions, and most recently, Africa Food Week London, which was a week-long celebration of African dining experiences in London. So why a podcast? I discovered podcasts at the beginning of 2017 and have found it's an amazing, amazing way to learn new things, get entertained, and frankly, a good use of my commute time. So some of my favorites, which I'd like to share with you, include the BBC's Food Chain, The Friend Zone, It's Been a Minute with Sam Sanders, and How to Be Awesome at Your Job. While exploring the world of podcasts, I realized that, one, there were very few podcasts with people of African descent discussing relevant topics for us, and two, there was no podcast covering the world of African food, which is something that I'm really passionate about, clearly, and inspired by. So I decided to start the podcast to provide a platform for all the hardworking African foodpreneurs out there, as well as put a spotlight on other people in the ecosystem, like bloggers and curators who are also doing their part to help raise the profile and elevate the African food space. So here's what you can expect with each episode. Every other Tuesday, I'll be interviewing an African chef, a restaurant owner, blogger, or curator of dining experiences to get the 411 on what they do. I'll ask questions around their early journey, where they grew up, what influenced them, challenges they faced starting a business in the part of the world where they live in, what they're currently working on, and what we should expect from them. Each episode will also have a specific theme, depending on the guest. We'll cover themes like healthy eating the African way, creating incredible African dining experiences, what it's like to be a chef, and starting a food business. We'll then wrap up each interview with a round of quick-fire questions. These questions will be about, let's say, 5 to 7 questions that each guest will have to answer off the top of their head within a prescribed period of time. Part of the vision of Essence 13 is to raise the profile of African food businesses. And so at the end of each show, we'll share with you an African food business that we are liking that week. If you're interested in showcasing your own African food business or want to share an experience you've had at an African restaurant anywhere in the world, please email us at info@essence13.com for details. Remember, there's no C in Essence. Sense is about experiencing food with all of your senses. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Item 13, an Essence 13 production. If you like the show, please subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. To keep up to date on news and events from Essence 13, please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Essence and the number 13. Thank you.
Hey, it's Francis Lam, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.